Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Tyak. Batting third. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoover moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Hoover moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak takes first base on ball four. Hefner moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth catches it and throws to second with Hoover covering, to double up Hefner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is called out on strikes. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Suter reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Tyak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ross. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tyak takes first base on ball 4. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to third. Tyak moves to second. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estalella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner scores. Tyak scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Prince Onya now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0-for-1 in the game. Bess hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins is called out on strikes. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estilella. Ross reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Ross trying to get to home. Estilella throws the ball into Swift, who tags Ross, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift strikes out. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0-for-2 in the game. Bess hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bess for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya is 0-for-1 in the game. Onya hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tyak. Onya reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Onya moves to third. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Onya scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Joe Hoover. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metro moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro now playing right field. Don Ross now playing shortstop. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Onya fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Tyak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metro. Tyak reaches second base with a double. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Tyak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Prince Onya is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onya is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Onya hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Suter is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Bob Swift. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Eddie Mayo pinch hits for Herman Bess. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Tyak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Stubby Overmeyer now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hefner scores. Tyak moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Estalella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyak scores. White moves to second. It's 8-4, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-4 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Everett Fagan now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.